So we're recording.
Yay! Mic check time. The tree looks lovely.
Thank you. Only blew two fuses to get it that way.
Nice.
Why is this one being
eaten? Why is what with who now?
You're terrible at everything.
Didn't do it.
It was the butterfly, I tell you.
We could get an orchestra going if we really wanted to.
Bong, bong, bong. That was beautiful.
Thanks. I'll do what I can.
I have. I just left it from what it was last time. Usually I try to reset it. Kind of. Once you're done with that, would you mind handing me my phone, which is right there? Thank you. And ringer off. Good.
Good point.
Trying to think of any sort of question for this one, because I mean, we already did the Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah.
How were your Thanksgivings? That's something.
Delicious.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Same.
there's not really much you can do with that.
it's good. Yeah.
Ate food, you know, like you do.
Uneventful. Went to my dad's house. My stepmother's stuffing is pretty much the only reason I still put up with her.
Huh.
So, it's pretty good.
It's, you know, one favorable attribute.
It's really good stuffing.
Have you thought of just getting the recipe? Cut out the middleman.
Sounds like a lot of effort on my part.
True. I wasn't sure what the commitment was for,
Oh, that was exciting.
Putting up with her, yeah.
All sort of cooking and bread dampening, etc. I don't approve.
Probably cutting of something somewhere.
I think the bread dampening part of it sounds like the least fun part.
It's actually not that bad. Because realistically, all you're doing is pouring chicken broth over cut up bread stuff and then stirring a couple times.
But the way that Matt
bread moistening, yeah.
bread moistening.
But then, even then, it sounds like something that you do with, like, a squirt gun.
Because,
like, you wouldn't hit it too much, but just a little bit.
I do have a way of making everything sound terrible. It's always been a skill of mine.
Well, when you put it that way with the squirt gun angle,
it'd still be kind of fun, but then it'd be horrible to try to clean out the squirt gun thereafter, and that's the problem.
Ah, unless you just got like a cheap one from Walgreens or something like that,
or
that you're only intending to use once.
Or only intending to use every time you have chicken broth.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a...
Let me get my broth gun.
Just a dedicated broth gun. Yeah, that'd be good.
And you have to label them because one would have to probably be like gravy, and you might have to have some other, like a vegetable broth in case you have a vegetarian over.
Someone get William Sonoma on the line. I think we've got something here.
Canola oil gun, ketchup gun. Although the ketchup is probably too thick to work with your
conventional
squirt gun.
Yeah, I was starting to think
gun.
About that. And it's like, okay, well, no barbecue sauce gun necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, you could. You would just need a larger caliber gun. Something like a Desert Eagle or even maybe going up into like a shotgun, although then things get messy.
See, that was the other thing I was thinking of is if any sort of sauce had a lot of herbs in it or anything like that, you'd need to have basically the equivalent of buckshot. So, like the very herby... liquids would get that shotgun approach.
Could be fun, though, and less moving around for you to just have somebody open up the oven. It's like, oh, it's time for basting. Bam!
you could baste from the other side of the kitchen. It'd be awesome.
As well as the rest of the kitchen.
Yeah. Baste your friends. Anyway. But I just got this great mental image of a carnival game where instead of like shooting like tin pop-up things, it'd be just pieces of bread. And that would be how you would make your stuffing. Maybe you could like dual wield your chicken broth guns and...
See, I was actually thinking, as soon as you said carnival, I thought it was going to be like a turkey basting midway game. Well, like a little fake turkey that you have to like squeeze a baster over until the I don't know, it's done or whatever. It's fully basted.
Yes. Well, that could be part of the... part of the shooting game that I've described. Some of them could be pieces of bread, and some of them could be turkeys to baste. So you'd have to alternate between guns.
So we're going to create a Thanksgiving-themed circus, then.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking you'd have to have a mashed potatoes one.
What could you do with mashed potatoes?
Other than mash them.
Well, I think that would just be the... strongman with just the giant mallet.
Except instead of hitting the button, you'd hit a giant plate potato. Of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. So like it'd be that. Sponsored by Gallagher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Potato-matic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we have stuffing, turkey. Okay, something with pie.
Pie.
I mean, the pie eating contest, but... that's not really along the same lines as this. We're...
oh, got it.
What?
You know those games where you have to use the water gun to shoot the little tin plate to make the thing go up?
Yes.
Well, you could replace the tin plate with a pie pan, and then you'd have to shoot like cherry filling or apple filling into the pie pan.
And it'd be great if it's one of those moving guns so you can turn around and hit somebody else. Pie filling for everyone.
Just one fat guy at the end, just loading it. Sir, you've been warned.
But this cherry pie filling is delicious.
I'm sorry, sir, you've lost the game again.
Have I?
I don't think I have. I think you don't understand the game.
17 more games, please.
I am feeding my whole family.
Through my mouth.
Just see like an old grandma just loading it into her purse.
You're done, Doris. Get out of here.
See, when you said... spraying at a tin, I thought it'd be like the pies there, and you just have whipped cream, and you have to top the pie.
Oh.
So that'd be good for the pumpkin side.
Yeah, exactly.
More traditional.
Yep.
And again, something really funny to spray at other people.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? What haven't we covered? Cranberry sauce, that could also fall under the Gallagher category of the strongman sitch. Maybe for the kiddies, the cranberry sauce one. Or let's see.
Because I mean, realistically, our tradition for the cranberry sauce is to cut, like, to open a can and then remove it from the can perfectly with the ridges still intact.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then putting a little birthday candle in it.
Nice.
All for wheels.
I do love can shaped gelatins.
So I was trying to think of, like, there isn't necessarily. Well, I mean, there's the thing where you, you know, throw a ball, knock stuff down. So maybe your job is to fill the cans with cranberry sauce, so you either have to force it in there to get that perfect shape.
Ah. Or maybe instead of the cans, you could use the target could be those perfectly formed cranberry sauce.
You
got to
throw
shapes.
The can and it's got to get on there.
Ooh, no, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh,
I was
thinking of
well, that would be like the fishbowl game.
Yeah.
A pyramid of cranberry sauce that is still in the shape of the can that you have to knock over.
Wiggling gently in the breeze.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it'd be fun to throw drumsticks at that.
I like that.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? Gravy.
Gravy. What do we do with gravy?
That's what somebody gets dunked into when you throw at the thing. It's just Earl again. He's done with the pie. He's volunteered to go into the gravy tank.
By the end of the day, it just smells like death.
And cherry pie filling.
Earl.
Thanksgiving circus! Yay!
No rides, just games.
Yep. I keep thinking about Maybe that's what the gravy one could be, like, because, you know, there's that game where you have to throw the ping pong ball into the bowls. Yeah, but it's like a big one that's got like 100 bowls and they're all rotating. Maybe that could be in gravy instead of water, and then the bowls could be gravy boats.
Oh, you know what we didn't do?
And the ping pong balls could be cranberries.
The duck picking one. We haven't done anything with that. Yeah. That's a standard.
Possibly we're neglecting the ride aspect of things. I mean, everybody loves a lazy river. There's no reason why they wouldn't love a gravy river.
I was thinking mashed potato river. Like, you just go really slow, but just like that, they just keep pumping it in. So you're just, it's more like a conveyor belt of mashed potatoes.
Gravy river mashed potato boat.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that.
That's why I get made the big buck. No, I don't. That's not. It's going to.
It's gonna make the big bucks. I believe it will.
For 2 days out of the year.
Then you could have your turkey drumsticks with you on your gravy boat. I mean your mashed potato boat, and you could dip them in the gravy as you go along. Never mind. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. This is a terrible idea. I'm sorry. It was horrible.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of a gondola as a gravy boat.
Yes.
Because then you can have the Italian guy standing on the handle.
You could. Yeah.
I can see
Thanksgiving circus.
Do 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 do.
So anyway, things look pretty good on my end here.
Why, thank you.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
Levels wise. Now that we've done our Thanksgiving
carnival pitch. Nice. Well, then how about beverages, bathroom, etc.? If anyone is thirsty or will be thirsty in a bit, now's a good time for a beverage.
Yes.
While I remember what episode this is. 16.
Dang.
2, I think?
Possibly. Pretty sure. It's always nice to write down the...
lots of numbers.
Such.
Yeah.
You gents have sufficient beverage.
I'm good.
Beer?
Sure, I have
Premium be fine.
Premium be fine? Perfect, because I don't think that special bitter is cold yet, unfortunately. I was going to offer to throw it in the freezer for mid-game.
I'm playing games.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good with water, Matt?
Nobody else has a head card.
That's a weird noise.
There are 2 grenades left, bottom of the drawer, and there's also a mess of diet.
Give him the stick. Don't give him the stick. Tune these.
Oh, you have to take it off of the peg and then stretch it. Uh-huh. Well, at least that's to change the pitch. I don't know if you can get them in tune perfectly. Yeah, one of them is really flat.
I think they all make different noises.
What the hell, China? Our springs are not on the bench.
So it's leaning to one side.
Yeah. Which kind of makes sense, because it does look like it's leaning.
It's juxtaposed. Ooh. I thought you were playing Summer in the City.
No. I have four notes to work with. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yeah, I don't get to play that game.
Your weak, springless microphone stand.
Oh, yeah. There are the... Is the right side the flatter side for both of you? Yep. They're all the same. Okay, perfect.
That actually... I'm su-
This could go on for hours.
That's the point. Or it helps.
I'm entertained.
Or something.
By the end of the night, we've actually got a CD.
It's really the talking's the filler between spring songs.
And now a song of spring. Not the season.
Maybe we could at least get the NBC thing. Oh wait, I think I got the last note. Wait, I think I got the first and the last note. No.
There's no high notes though, it's all bassy.
It was kind of like in an old folks home where they just start messing with the settings on it and they don't turn down the volume but they turn down the treble. So now everything just sounds like this. Though less pingy, I guess.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, I want springs. Can I?
I wish I had springs.